In today's news headlines, Louis DeJoy, the U.S. Postmaster General, testified to the House Oversight and Reform Committee on Monday morning in a hearing that focused on changes he has made to the U.S. Postal Service. Democrats accused DeJoy of politicizing mail delivery ahead of a high-stakes election that may be conducted largely by mail, prompting the GOP donor and Trump loyalist to react angrily. Here is Representative Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts in a caustic back and forth with DeJoy.
Thank you,
sir. What the heck are you doing? What
the heck are you
doing? The gentleman's time has expired.
Thank you, sir.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman may answer.
First of all, I would like to agree with you on the heroic efforts of our 650,000 employees across the nation and the history of the Postal Service for their the 250-year history of serving the American public. And I'm very proud to lead the organization. The rest of your accusations are actually
Will you put the high-speed machines back?
No, I will not.
You will not?
Will not.
You will not. Well, there you go.
There I go. What? Those machines,
Madam Chair, let the witness answer the question, and he has gone over time.
Order, order, order. The gentleman may answer the question without being interrupted.
Every
accusation. The question is, will you put the machines back?
The answer is no, and every accusation you made, other than the truck, adhere to the truck schedule, is inaccurate and more misinformation for the American public.
You won't put the machines back, though. You took them out. They're high
speed. Madam
Chair.
That's U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy during a contentious House hearing on Monday, where he refused to replace high-volume mail sorting machines back after he had ordered them to be uninstalled. The House on Saturday passed a bill postponing all changes to the Postal Service until after the election. Hundreds of demonstrations took place across the U.S. on Saturday, demanding that the Postal Service be preserved and strengthened. On Monday, the Washington Post published an analysis that further complicates the issue of voting by mail, showing that in the 2018 midterm elections, more than 500,000 mail-in ballots across 23 states were rejected due to, quote, missed delivery deadlines, inadvertent mistakes, and uneven enforcement of the rules. Such a large number of spoiled votes could, according to the paper, quote, make a difference in the fall if the White House contest is decided by a close margin. The Republican National Convention begins Monday, a week after the Democratic National Convention ended, and promises to be a very different affair. Speeding through the bureaucratic processes, RNC leaders renominated Mike Pence for vice president and Donald Trump for president early on Monday. The location of the RNC is Charlotte, North Carolina, where hundreds of delegates have gathered in person using a high-tech system of testing and contact tracing of the kind that the party has deemed too dangerous for the general public. More than 100 protesters gathered outside the convention hall on Sunday night and faced pepper spray and arrests by police. In a stark indication of how much Trump has remade the party, Republicans have decided to forego drafting up and voting on a party platform and instead have resolved to, quote, enthusiastically support the president's America First agenda. Among the RNC speakers are multiple members of the Trump family and a large number of right-wing extremist social media influencers. A number of reports of police violence broke over the weekend, including a graphic video of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin, being shot at nearly point-blank range by officers as he tried to get into his car. The victim, a 29-year-old father named Jacob Blake, was apparently attempting to break up a fight when police were summoned. Officers shot him in full view of his children. A warning for our viewers and listeners, this is a graphic and potentially traumatizing video. That's the disturbing footage of a black man named Jacob Blake being shot in the back at near point-blank range by police officers in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as he attempted to get into his car. Angry protests took place on Sunday night in response. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has denounced the shooting and promised an investigation. Mr. Blake remains in serious condition at the hospital. In Lafayette, Louisiana, a 31-year-old black man named Crayford Pellerin was fatally shot by police on Friday as he walked away from them. And a white officer in Gwinnett County, Georgia, has been fired after a viral video emerged of his violent arrest of a black woman while using a taser. Two major hurricanes are heading toward the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean as residents begin preparing for the worst. Hurricane Marco was downgraded to a tropical storm on Sunday night, while Hurricane Laura continued to gather intensity and has hit the Dominican Republic and Haiti. At least 9 people have died and 2 remain missing in Haiti. A meteorologist for the National Weather Service said, quote, "There has never been anything we've seen like this before, where you can have possibly 2 hurricanes hitting within miles of each other over a 48-hour period." In other climate news, fires in Northern California continue to burn as firefighters in the state are fortified by military planes and National Guard troops to help battle the lightning-sparked blazes. Nearly 250,000 people remain under evacuation orders. The fires burning around San Francisco include the 2nd and 3rd worst such fires the state has ever experienced. 7 people have now died, including a 70-year-old man. The week's forecast includes a new thunderstorm system that could bring more lightning and gusts of wind, potentially feeding the fires even more. In news related to the coronavirus, Associated Press has found that thousands of oil and gas operations, government facilities, and other sites won permission to stop monitoring for hazardous emissions or otherwise bypass rules intended to protect health and the environment under cover of the pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that 1,000 more people died from the virus in 24 hours on Saturday, bringing the official death toll to 175,651 as of Sunday. A CBS News poll has found that for most Republicans, that massive death toll is perfectly acceptable. The same poll, conducted by CBS and YouGov, found that 90% of Democrats and 67% of independents found the high COVID death toll unacceptable. An Associated Press NORC poll on Monday found that Trump's approval rating overall has dropped considerably to just 31%, down from 44% in March. And the president's own sister, a federal judge named Marianne Trump Barry, apparently said on a secret recording made by her niece Mary that was just made public how low her opinion of her brother is.
It's mind-boggling. But that's all about his base. All he wants to do is appeal to his base. He has no principles. None. And his base, I mean, my God, if you were a religious person, you want to help people, not do this.
That's Trump's sister, a federal judge named Marianne Trump Barry, in a secret recording making candid observations about the president. Hoping to garner support for his re-election, Trump has approved the public use of plasma treatment from COVID-19 survivors, above the objection of several of his own scientific experts. The World Health Organization is warning that the therapy is still experimental. Meanwhile, Hong Kong has confirmed that a patient who survived the virus has gotten reinfected months later. And China has just announced that it has begun using a COVID-19 vaccine on the Chinese public starting months ago, bypassing clinical trials.